But joining us now, it is our pleasure to have Olympic gold medalist figure skater Dorothy Hamill and Dr. Elise Lower joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, ladies. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you guys.
And good morning.
Doctor, I'll start with you. Give us the 411 on the Wiser About Breast Cancer campaign and all the information that we can glean as it relates to breast cancer awareness with this campaign.
Yes, and thank you again for inviting us. This is an extremely important campaign that helps to empower patients and their health caregivers about new strategies in the treatment of early-stage breast cancer. We all know that breast cancer is quite common and that there are many different ways to treat cancer. One size does not fit all. And we want women to be aware that there are new gene profiling strategies that can be used to better inform a woman as to her options. For example, how long to take hormone therapy for early-stage breast cancer is a problem that many women are facing today. And this helps us to sort out whether 10 years of treatment or 5 years of a hormone therapy will be beneficial. It's always important to weigh the risk versus the benefit in trying to make that decision. And this is a way to hopefully avoid many women from taking too much hormone treatment for 10 years versus identifying which woman needs to take it for 10 years. We know
Go ahead, please, doctor.
We know that hormone therapy has many side effects. And although it's life-saving, we'd like to minimize those side effects and make certain that a woman who's taking hormones is getting the true benefits.
Dorothy, you've been a champion. You are a champion.
Thank you.
What was your initial reaction? And for people who don't know, would you tell us how old you were when you got your diagnosis, and what was your initial reaction when you were told you had breast cancer?
Let's see, I was 54 when I got my diagnosis, and it's devastating. You think you know that life is going to be great, and then all of a sudden you get hit with that, and, you know, I thought it was a death sentence, and I've been lucky to be the beneficiary of all the women before me who have, you know, contributed in whatever way by participating in tests. So I had surgery, I had radiation, and I did not have to have chemotherapy, so that was one of the advancements. And I did have the, what they call the aromatase inhibitors, the hormone anti-estrogen medicine. And when I was diagnosed, that was the protocol was 5 years. And then when I went back last June to my oncologist, he said, well, you know what, now they recommend 10 years. And so part of the reason I'm really excited and feel it's an obligation to let women know is that this test that can be done for people like me 5 years out who don't tolerate those drugs well, that there is a test that can be done to determine whether it's beneficial for me to stay on those for another 5 years or not to have to. And as it turned out, if I stay on them, it really won't benefit me. To stay on them, and the risks of, you know, developing other kinds of cancers and heart problems, you know, that's a side effect. So I was really happy, and so our BeWiserAboutBreastCancer.org is the place to go for people to get information. It's a very new test. They don't have to do any other testing. You know, they don't have to take any more tissue. So it's really sort of the wave of the future, and it's just really great to know and want people, women especially, to know that this is an option.
Well, Dr. Lower talked about the evolution of treatment. Have you found yourself, now that the window's been pushed back another 5 years, are you trying to stay on the cutting edge, and are you doing that in concert with Dr. Lower and the University of Cincinnati?
Well, the test that's done is a biotheranostics, and it's sort of the cutting edge of the new Dr. Lauer.
The new gene profiling strategies.
Yeah.
Clearly, this just represents a new way of analyzing tumors. I am not Dorothy's doctor, but it's, these tests are available nationwide. And it, I think it's very important that as medicine evolves, we take advantage of new strategies. As I mentioned, we always want to offer to our patients the most appropriate treatment. We don't want to undertreat. Hormone therapy is extremely important and is life-saving, but we want to make certain that we don't overtreat too.
Yeah.
And we want to minimize, as she mentioned, those side effects and other things that just may not be necessary. And this is a way to help us to achieve that.
Yeah, and the quality of life that I have now is so much better than even 3 months ago when I was still on those medicines. And so, and every day I'm feeling a little stronger. So I'm lucky that it won't benefit me to stay on them another 5 years, but that might not be the same for others. But it's nice to know that you can, with your, you know, get educated and figure it out with your own physician.
Well, we're glad that you're having a better quality of life now, and that's great news. And that's the most, one of the most important things of all, that you're having. You're living well, and you feel well. And to me, that's you know, one of the most rewarding things in all of this of all. And the voices that you're hearing are of our one of our Olympic darlings, Dorothy Hamill, figure skating champion, and Dr. Elise Lower, and they're both joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Dorothy, let's go to the ice, and let's go all the way back to that magical time. You know, what was it like winning a gold medal? It must have been just such an exciting experience being on top of the world, literally and figuratively, and representing your country number one. And talk about how much different figure skating is now than it was then, when you look at some of the moves that these ladies are doing that you guys didn't even dream of doing.
I know. They're doing triples and quads, and it was the most incredible experience to be 19 years old and winning the Olympics during the Cold War, and how proud to be an American. And I couldn't do it today. I absolutely couldn't do it today. It was really, at 19 years old, to achieve a lifelong dream was something I never really dreamt of. So they're telling me we have to wrap up here, do we?
Well, we could certainly do that, and we appreciate the couple of minutes with both of you. The message you're putting out there is extremely important. If we need to get more information, Doctor, what site can we go to find out more information on the cause?
Yes, and the website is called BeWiserAboutBreastCancer.org, and it will provide you with all the information necessary. So we advise everybody to go to that website. Thank you.
We appreciate
Thanks so much for having us. I really appreciate it.